ऐसी मशीन लगाऊंगा, इस साइड से आलू घुसेगा, उस साइड से सोना निकलेगा।
Hello everybody, welcome to this edition of the Attention Please podcast, now on video. If you like this podcast, kindly consider liking this video, sharing this video, and subscribing to this channel. There is a certain joy in predicting something and for it to come true. Everybody likes the I told you so. But there is no joy when it comes at the cost of an Indian defeat. That too to Pakistan, and that too a pretty comprehensive one. In any game, especially in T20s, it's a game of small margins, and things can go either way. And there are close finishes, and somebody wins and somebody loses. But this game wasn't close. It wasn't anything resembling close. And there were, at least after Pakistan started batting, there was not one passage of play where India could legitimately claim to have had an advantage. So for those of you, those minuscule few of you who had seen my previous video, which I had made before the game started, the reason why I had said that my money was on Pakistan here was one of the main reasons was that Pakistan has had been playing in these conditions for more than a decade, and they have played well here, and they have played consistently well, I would say. So because of political conditions of no very few international teams touring Pakistan, as well as several PSL editions have been held in UAE, that's why the Pakistani players are very much used to these conditions, to these pitches, and that really helps. And India has had some experience. They had IPL, but two seasons of IPL just do not compare to more than a decade of playing in these conditions. And as I said, if you've seen Pakistan play at these venues, they play exceedingly well. Their team is very well suited to playing in these conditions. If this game was held in any other venue in the world, I would not have gone and predicted a Pakistan victory before the game. That's one thing. Secondly, I felt, and I'd made tweets on this again before the game, was that I'd felt that this team, this Pakistan team, was different from teams of the last few decades in a better way, in a good way. This was by far the best Pakistan team that they have been able to assemble ever since, I would say, the greatest generation of Pakistani cricketers kind of left them, which is, I would say, the retirement of Akram and Wakar, that generation, Inzamam's waning of his skills. I wouldn't put, let's say, Yunus Khan in that generation. So I think this is not as good, of course. Nothing can be as good, but it has definitely been one of the best Pakistan teams that we have encountered over the past few decades. And the reason for that, the single biggest reason for that, has been that they have now two extremely, extremely world-class batsmen, Babar Azam and Mohammad Rizwan. And just like bowlers hunt in packs, good batsmen hunt in packs too. The problem with Babar Azam before was that there was nobody in the batting lineup who was even remotely close in terms of skills to him. So he always used to face this quandary. Should I go hell for leather or should I just, you know, play anchor? Because if I get out, there isn't really much left in the tank. Now with Mohammad Rizwan moving to the opening slot, and he's been a revelation as an opener, now Babar Azam can play the game in the way he wants to. And I would still say, man to man, if you compare person to person, I would still say they have a weaker batting lineup compared to India. But then, and this was again factored into my prediction, was that this doesn't really count that much in a T20 game. And what I'm trying to say is that the longer the game horizon, the less advantage the better team has. So, for instance, it's very difficult to win a test match if you only have two or three very good batsmen, and there's a sharp falling in quality in the rest, you just cannot win a test match, or you cannot consistently win test matches. It's slightly easier in one days, but even in one days, 50 overs is sufficiently a long horizon for you not to be able to hide big gaps or deficiencies in your batting lineup. It's quite easy in T20s, I would say. And that's why IPL tournaments are always very close. Because even though on paper, some sides look to be much better than the others, on the day of the game, it doesn't appear to be that. And as an example, if you want to understand this with a concrete example, take a look at Kolkata Knight Riders in the very recently concluded IPL. So they were at the bottom of the table when the tournament was being held in India. They had an identical side to the side which went to Dubai, to the UAE, with one difference. They changed their opener and they got in a new guy, Venkatesh Iyer. And immediately, this one person started making a difference and they kept on winning games on a trot. And ultimately, they were stopped in the final. You would not find this in a one-day international tournament, or definitely not in a test series, that one person comes in and makes all the difference between bottom of the table and top of the table. This just doesn't happen. But in one day, in T20, it does. We've seen examples of SRH, for instance, performing very well based on essentially one batsman, David Warner. So when you have two people at the top who are very good in a T20 game, that gives you a huge advantage. And since I'm on KKR, let's take the analogy further. How did KKR lose the final? Let's look at the IPL final, which was played at the exact same venue. So the analogy is apt, I would say. So at the same venue, despite losing the toss, remember, CSK lost the toss. CSK came up with an exceptional batting performance. And again, the batting performance wasn't helmed by everybody. So this is, again, something which is unique to T20. A great batting performance can be done by two batsmen. It doesn't require, you know, the entire batting lineup of six or seven to play well. So it was helmed by who? Ruturaj Gaikwad, Faf, Moin, and Uttappa. That's it, four people. And they scored 192 runs between them. And this is what's important in these kinds of games where you've lost the toss and you will have to compensate for due. You have to score 30 extra runs to compensate for the due. So 192, yes, that kind of score is what India needed today. Anything less than that, they were going to lose, essentially. So they said in my written tweets that, you know, winning the toss is very important. And that's not just here. There have been many tournaments where essentially winning the toss is winning the game. But when you were up against the toss, in this case, due, you have to compensate for it with a very strong batting performance. Now, even when KKR chased that game, remember, they had things in their control. They lost their first wicket at 91 runs, and then that's it. Everybody collapsed after that. And that's, again, one of the things about those kinds of pitches is that once you get in, you need to score big. And the next guy could immediately be out. So even today, when this game was going on, I kept telling myself that all it required for India was to dislodge one of those batsmen, because Pakistan has a weak batting lineup after that, I would still say, compared to what India has. It's just that they just didn't get out. And this is really what the game was won on. And even though, again, now it looks like a 10-wicket victory, it's just that India couldn't get them out. They didn't even come close to getting either of them out. They played that well. So that's, I think, what prompted me. And again, you would say, well, you didn't say all of this, but yesterday. Because I didn't know what if I said all of this and then India won handsomely, I would look like a fool, wouldn't I? So that part is there. But I had tweeted some of these thoughts before, so I'm not making this up post-match. Now, there were other things that I had also tweeted, and this was further before, I think in July or June, I think, was that India as a T20 team, I feel, has structural difficulties at this point of time. Firstly, T20 is a young person's game. And when you're opening with somebody like Rohit Sharma, who, if you remember, is an alumni from the 2007 T20 World Cup winning side. I mean, who else is left? Pakistan has Shoaib Malik. So we are carrying somebody who's fairly old, and he is going to be our next captain, from what I understand. So, something which I don't understand. So only Surya Kumar Yadav is a true T20 player in this lineup. And that's why I said that in that tweet from June or July, that in my opinion, Prithvi Shaw and Ishan Kishan should open, followed by Virat Kohli and then by Surya Kumar Yadav. Remember, when we won the World Cup, T20 World Cup, that's exactly the kind of team we had. We didn't take along our quote-unquote first 11. We took along a very immature bunch of young players with one or two mature heads like Dhoni and Yuvraj. And Yuvraj also was, he was still there for about 4 or 5 years before that, but he was still a very young player. So that's the kind of team composition you need in order to win a T20 World Cup. And this side is just too old, in my opinion. I mean, of course, they have a weight of experience, they have a weight of runs, but they're just too, it's just too much baggage that old people carry. And I know it, I'm an old person myself. So again, I'll come back to what happened in this game, is that on this track, after having lost the toss, because you know you have to compensate for due, the way Indians should have batted should have been the way the West Indians batted the day before. Now, those of you who have seen that said, what are you saying, India should have been all out for 55? Yes, because, you know, that's a bad day when you get all out for 55. But the thing with the West Indian batting was that they kept on playing shots even after their top two batsmen departed in the second over. Because see, that's the only way you can win a T20 game. You cannot win a T20 game on this kind of pitches with the dew against you by, you know, consolidating, having a few quiet overs and then hitting at the end. It just cannot be. Your every batsman, if you start off bad, the thing is everybody has to keep on going for it. England does this. And yes, you will have 55 all out days. But you know what? Making 140 or 150 is the same as making 55. You're still going to lose, essentially. So that factor I felt was big for me. I felt when the game was going on was that India should have just gone hell for leather. Surya Kumar Yadav actually did, if you notice. He hit that six. He was playing as if he was just opening and we hadn't just lost two of our quote-unquote top-order batsmen for next to nothing. So what would I have expected different? And for me, that whole match ka mujrim comes down to Virat Kohli. Yes, you know, you would say, what are you out of your mind? But he hit a 40 ball 50, which is a respectable T20 innings, and it's similar to what he plays for RCB. He's made many, he's batted and he's done many of these innings. But what happens to RCB? They don't win either, do they? But that's the thing, the best batsman in your side, somebody who we believe is world-class, all-time great, you can't expect, and your expectation shouldn't be that he makes a 40-ball 50 on a day in which the top two batsmen basically get out for zero. I mean, when Kapil Dev made 175 after 17 for five, he didn't make 50 runs, did he? So in order for us to have won this game, especially when it's a game against Pakistan and, you know, it's a very good side, they have good opening batsmen, they're going to be taking advantage of the dew, it required Virat Kohli to essentially make a century today. And other batsmen could bat around him, they could all bat freely, but it requires the best batsman in the team to make a century. And if the best batsman in the team cannot make a century, if he cannot bat in the way, let's say, Babar Azam batted today, where Babar Azam, if they had more runs, Babar Azam would have scored a century today. You see, at that point of time, this game is lost. These kinds of games will be lost. On a good day, that Kohli innings would have been fine. If everybody was playing a good innings, if there was contributions from Rahul, if there was contribution from Rohit Sharma, it's a contribution from Sky, that's fine. As I said, four people batting well can make 190. But on a day like this, it required the best batsman in the side and the captain to step up and play the quote-unquote proverbial captain's innings. And that wasn't a captain's innings. At least he should have stayed till the end. He should have had, like, batted, you know, 25-run overs, two or three at the end, which would have made the score 170, 180, 190. That's what was required. If Kohli was going to go for the long haul, then it was essential for him to finish off with a flurry of sixes. And it's no use blaming somebody like Hardik Pandya. Again, I don't feel Hardik Pandya should be playing given that he doesn't bowl. I don't think he warrants his place in the side just on the basis of his batting alone. But that's another question. It's not a question of personnel. It's a question of attitude. And of course, it's a question of captaincy and expectations and rightful expectations from the best batsman in the side. So moving forward, I think, I mean, again, the tournament isn't over and I'm hoping that India will prove me wrong and go on to win this tournament. But I think that moving forward, India needs to take a long, hard look at how it wants to constitute their T20 side. T20 is a different beast from one day and tests. And at this point of time, India has a very good test match side and fairly decent one day side, I would say. But T20, it's not the same. And it's ironic because we play IPL. And the reason why we do it is I think the easiest way of forming a T20 side is just make it a best of IPL. Just make it like a super hit hangama. And it sounds a little trivial to say that, but that's what I believe it is. It should be. So, you know, we should have players like Harshal Patel, you know, grab these people when at their height of their form and you know, fast track them into the Indian team. And maybe they're going to be found out within a season. Maybe they're going to become like Volthati. That's okay. We'll get the next crop. But that's the kind of people you need to win these tournaments. And you need to play what's called fearless cricket. You cannot stop, even if you have a bad two or three overs. And that's what the Indian side did. They played the game which was suited for a one-day game, I would say. Suited for a test match, definitely. That if you lose, you hunker down. But you can't hunker down in a T20 game. You have to keep on going as if you haven't lost any wickets. So that's it. It was, again, well played, Pakistan. Again, the law of averages was going to catch up with India. I wish the game was a little closer than it was at the end. Unfortunately, that was a little disappointing. And otherwise, again, thanks a lot for those of you who saw this. And there was a lot to get off my chest, and I said so. And thank you, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.